So when you came shoreside and you said that they were micromanaging, there was more of that going on. Was the idea to kind of just squeeze profits as much as possible? Was that kind of a new emphasis for them?
Well, with Exxon, I don't think it was driven so much by that. Of course, that's important. Safety was a big thing. And just, it was a culture that they were going to micromanage. It just turned out to be, you know, and the autonomy of the ship's captain just disappeared. And that's the other thing, too. The telephone, pick up the phone, you call the office, they can call you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When we first went out, it was a radio operator with telex. Telegraph.
Okay.
He'd listen to your Morse code and get you a message from the office, and it would be two lines, you know, load this, there, this time. And that would be it. And when you got in, you could talk to him on the phone if you wanted, but they couldn't bother you. And that was, I liked that about going to sea. Right. You get away, nobody bothers you. And then, you know, they started in with a satellite phone, and then it was just, it got worse and worse and worse. So now emails and everything else out there at sea, it's right. Crazy.
So the whole job of being a captain changes a lot because you're taking orders from...
Yeah, and they looked at it like you were a manager. You're a manager.
Right.
And, you know, you're going to manage a ship, which is fine. But, you know, as a manager, you're a low-level manager because then you got your ship group coordinator and you got his VP and someone else above you doing all that stuff. So
yeah. It
really was. It changed drastically. I mean, when I started, one captain had an organ out there and all he did was play the organ at night. And another guy made models. And another guy loaded shotgun shells. And they didn't have anything to do. They just went to sea and just call me if you need me. And and usually then, if it was foggy or something, they'd say, well, don't bother me, you know, you've got it. But now it's like, no, if something happens, oh yeah, somebody hurts their finger. That was another thing, too, injuries, of course. Someone hurts themselves, no matter how minor. It's reportable, it's got to go through, it's got to be documented, it's got to have all the stuff done to it. So that changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big changes going through. Kids today, when they come out, they got to deal with this, but, you know, at least they've been raised in that culture.
Right.
And it's not new, but it's quite a change.
They don't know what they're missing.
Yeah, yeah. They don't, except for old sea stories.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But all those changes are for, do you think it's more for to protect the company or for safety or for both? Or?
Well, I think safety is good for the crew. I mean, that's definitely for the ship's crew. That's helpful. And it's not a bad thing at all. The other stuff, the micromanagement, the dollar cost, and reduced manning, you know, that's for the company's bottom mm-hmm. line. Whatever they can do. I remember the... talk was in our fleet with Esso or Exxon that we had a President Iorossi who was, you know, they took the fourth mate off the ship, but so the chief mate stood watches. And then the talk was that they were going to take a third mate off and they were going to have a captain stand a watch.
Mm-hmm.
So the captain, chief mate, captain, chief mate, and like a second mate would go in. So they were going to phase that in. And then the Exxon Valdez happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that accident, and which is ironic because, like I say, you know, not that drinking had anything to do with that, but Exxon was like one of the safest companies at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And even in drinking, it was very conservative. Guys, you know, it wasn't like a big drinking party ships or anything like that anymore. And then that happens. So that changed the whole face of things, and okay, that idea of putting the captain on watch went out the window.
Right.
And in fact, they added some people. They added another mate most of the time. So that was, in a way, a good thing for the people that were sailing because it upped them, but it brought in all the new regulations, too,
right.
From Congress with Open 90.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have STCW. That's the other big thing that's come over, you know, in the last 15 years, the STCW. Incorporating all this training, now recertification is going on every 5 years. Of course, you got to do everything all over.
Yeah.
And medical now, you have to have a medical exam. You know, we're more regulated than firefighters, which is I can't get over because my brother-in-law, he's a firefighter in Scituate, and he can work 48 hours straight. you don't know if you got a call or not. He's working 48 hours straight. He's saving lives, you know. Mm-hmm. EMTs, hospitals, same way. They could be up all hours and no rest hour or required rest hour periods. But here we're driving a 15-knot ship out there in the ocean. We have to have our rest periods, you know.
Right.
It's bizarre. It really is. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a good thing, although the companies that follow it, you know, they're kind of hindered because those companies don't follow it.
Right.
And they fake their logs or whatever they have to do to make it work. Fudge the numbers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things have added to the drudgery of going to sea.
Yeah.
You know.